Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the end of this segment, we'll tell you how you could score a slam dunk in Vegas weekend. The first two rounds of the college basketball championships, we want to send you to Vegas to go see it with you and three of your buddies. Hang out towards the end of this segment. We'll tell you how you could score that prize, Cole. But we are now officially 3 weeks away, Cole, 21 days away from spring training opening day in Major League Baseball. And we had this conversation earlier this week, Cole. We asked the Tolos, tell us, outside of football, what are you really interested in us talking about on the show? Something that doesn't get a lot of play now. And we had a few, not many, but a few Tolos ask us to talk more Major League Baseball. Now, you said in the break... Well, they probably just want you to talk Braves baseball. Mm-hmm. That might be true, Cole, but it's the offseason, right? There's still not a lot to talk. There's not enough going on.
There won't be until the season starts.
Right, with any of these teams, until the season starts to talk about. So you kind of got to go full spectrum here to be able to fill up a segment and talk about Major League Baseball. But this is your opportunity, Tolos, to prove to me that you really want us to talk Major League Baseball and that you will interact with Major League Baseball content, because if we talk it and you don't talk back to us about it, then we're just not going to talk about it anymore. But
oh, that's not true. I'm going to talk Braves.
Well, you'll talk Braves. Yeah, of course. Of course you will. But if we reduce an entire sport, 30 teams down to just one team, that anybody here will even bother to pick up their cell phone and reply with a text message about, that just doesn't tell me that the market for talking about Major League Baseball is actually all that strong. You know, we had a text. Somebody said, please talk about NHL. That's the first text we've had asking us to talk about NHL in months. Mm. Months. Like, we didn't have anybody asking us to talk about the Stanley Cup Finals last year.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really prove to me that you really want us to talk. You say, please talk baseball. But do you really want us to talk baseball? There's been some moves, Cole, over the past 6, 7, 8 days that I definitely think are interesting and worth talking about. Cole, one trade that just went down yesterday, and Tolos, 844-326-3663, jump in the comments about these topics. Max Scherzer signed with the Toronto Blue Jays, a one-year deal, $15.5 million. This is going to be interesting to see, because it seems like the Blue Jays tried to make a huge push to make 2025 the year that we're all singing, oh, Canada, you're winning World Series championships. They whiffed on almost all of the big-time prospects and free agents that they wanted. They wanted Juan Soto. They whiffed. They wanted Corbin Burns. They whiffed. They wanted Max Fried. They whiffed. They wanted a couple guys out of Japan. They whiffed on both of those guys as well. So how do they fill the gap? What they thought they were going to get versus what they actually got. They fill it with 40-year-old Max Scherzer on a one-year deal. Your reaction to that?
Well, that's the problem. He's 40. I mean, it's not Max Scherzer from 2013. I don't know that Toronto is actually in – look, are they going to be in contention in June, July? Sure. I don't know that they're actually a threat when it comes to postseason. But, you know, again, going back to your conversation, I think for the most part – and this is how I feel as a fan of the Braves, and I would love to know if the Tolos agree with me or disagree or in the same boat, Diesel. I love the Atlanta Braves. I've grown up with the Atlanta Braves. However, I'll tell you this, as a Braves fan – I don't follow a lot of the other moving parts of the MLB. For example, Toronto, you know, signing Mike Scherzer. Doesn't really interest me as a Braves fan. Now, there are a group of baseball guys, right? We talk about it all the time. It's different. It's a different ship. You got a ship full of Braves fans, and then Diesel on another ship. You have baseball
a
junkies.
A dinghy full of baseball junkies.
Yeah, you have baseball junkies, right, who at lunch will sit there and talk Max Scherzer and Paul Skeens. And I try to dip my toes in it. I try to be more versed in it. I want to know how long Acuna is going to miss. And I want to know, you know, if Paul Skeens is going to continue to show improvement and if Shohei's going to pitch and, you know, after he blew out his elbow last year. But I just would find it interesting from the Braves fans in the upstate as to if they only care about the Braves or how much of the outside they actually do care about. Because, again, a guy like Max Scherzer, he's 40 years old. I don't know how much of – how long is he gonna be healthy in 2025?
So here's what I heard there, Colt. I only want to hear about – and I know this is a painting with a broad stroke. I'm not – yeah. I'm promise you I'm not attacking you. I'm from the upstate. I only care about the Braves. Don't care about anybody else unless they're a big deal. Well, Max Scherzer is a first ballot Hall of Famer. And if you're telling me that a first ballot Hall of Famer making a move isn't enough to move the needle, that says to me that this is not really a healthy market for Major League Baseball conversation.
I don't think it's a healthy market for outside Braves conversation. I really don't. I think the Braves fans here, they love the Braves. And again, Tolo's Braves fans, tell me if I'm wrong or if you disagree. But the problem is Max Scherzer, again, I would say this. If it was Max Scherzer 10 years ago, I'd be like, wow, that's interesting because maybe this team has a chance to go be really special. But is Max Scherzer even going to finish the season? Is he going to pitch 30 games? Who knows, right? He's 40 years old. He's had injury problems. It's
like having the Chris Sale conversation just with a different team.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so, but look, I mean, again, we're trying to find ways for you people to talk about Major League Baseball. And if the conversation every time is, well, I don't care about Major League Baseball, I only care about this one team right here.
Yeah.
Why should we talk Major League Baseball? Why should we talk about the sport that like one out of thousands of you actually care about? That's not an effective use of our time, right? It's not a healthy use of our time. Especially if off-season NFL, off-season college football, and recruiting gets like 20 people to text in about a topic. Am I wrong?
No, I think it's in spurts. I wouldn't sit here and say I think talking
okay,
baseball
but 15 minutes at 4 o'clock is a spurt.
Right, it is.
And we're talking a future Hall of Famer here.
Yeah, but I don't know what Max Scherzer does for those in the upstate. That's my point. Do you think I'm wrong for that? Not being interested in or tell me, should I as a Braves fan be interested in Max Scherzer?
I'm just saying he's a Hall of Famer, and if that's not enough to move the needle for people,
why
that tells me this sport is in major trouble. If people don't care about what's going on with Hall of Fame players.
Well, I think you're talking about a very interesting market in the upstate.
Well, the difference is, Cole, and we're letting people into how we do what we do here.
Yeah.
The difference is being able to mention something in a Daily Wire.
Sure.
That's about 45 to 60 seconds worth of content versus filling a 15-minute segment.
And I think that's what Max is. I do. And again, Tolos, tell me if I'm wrong because I would love to know. Like, let's say, for example, the Max Scherzer news are going to Toronto. I would consider that just a headline, mention it, move on.
Well, right, now, but it wasn't meant to be the full 15-minute
conversation. No, I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying I would love to know from the Tolos out there if they find interest in it. Because you talked about the Tolos earlier who said, hey, talk more baseball. I want to know from them, does it interest them?
Well, see, the texters said talk more baseball.
Yeah.
They didn't say specifically and exclusively only talk about what's going on with the Atlanta Braves because that's all we care about.
Yeah.
Prime example right here. Texter says preseason baseball talk. Yawn. We asked you last week or this week what you wanted us to talk about. You said baseball. We start talking baseball and people say, yawn, don't care about baseball. Do you see the frustration here?
Well, again, I think the hard part is Diesel.
Okay, let's move on to the Mets then.
Let's move on to the Mets.
No, if Max Scherzer isn't tickling your pickle, let's move on to the Mets.
Let me say one more thing real quick. I think the hard part with baseball and Braves fans is you have some people who, like I said, are on that ship of we only care about the Braves, and then some who are on the ship of we don't care about any baseball at all, right? And that texter that just takes it in, He may be a Braves fan, right? And again, texter from the 449. Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer. But if you had a 15-minute conversation about him, I wouldn't care either. And I'm a diehard football fan. So, again, I just think it all comes down to what it does for you personally. For me personally, Max Scherzer doesn't move the meter. However, for that guy over there, Diesel, in the parking lot, he may love Max Scherzer, right? So that's why I think it's a fun topic, because so many Tolos are baseball fans and some of them are just Braves fans, right?
Okay, well, here's something that directly impacts the Atlanta Braves. Do people only care about the Braves, or do you care about teams that are also in your division that you're going to have to face 25, 30 times this year?
Oh, I care about division teams.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Let's talk
but
about
again,
the
I don't speak for every Tolo out there either.
Let's talk about the New York Mets then. New York Mets have been a bugaboo for the Atlanta Braves. They chased the Atlanta Braves down at the end of the season last year, Cole. Very tight race. Ended up tying with the Braves for second in the NL East. They made some big moves this offseason. A lot of Braves fans are probably looking at the Mets saying, oh, crap, they just added a really good pitcher, Ryan Stanek. He got a one-year deal. He's elite in the postseason. Fantastic ERA. The Mets just got really good. Oh, yeah, and they signed Juan Soto, the most sought-after free agent in the game this year. I think the Mets are probably going to push the Phillies to win the NL East. Right? I think there's a really good chance now that the Mets are going to take over this division. And the Mets fans, the long-suffering Mets fans, are saying, finally, thank God. Probably some four-letter expletives in there because it's New York. They curse at each other in the streets all the time. But the New York Mets are going to be a big problem for the Atlanta Braves this year.
I think the New York Mets, even though we bag on them, I think they always are in the conversation because it seems like Diesel, it seems like the Mets are just the letdowns. It almost is like the Mets with the Cowboys, right? The Mets are always going to be in the conversation. But no, when you talk about the NL East, I'd probably say right now, if I had to pick today, the Mets will win the NL East, right? They proved they could be a force last year. But when I bag on the Mets, it's always because of their postseason meltdowns. As a Braves fan, I love their postseason meltdowns.
But that's why you add a guy like Ryan Stanek, who has a ton of experience pitching in the postseason. He's played 30 times. He's appeared 30 times in the postseason. He's got a sub-3 ERA. They just got some really good postseason pitching.
And Juan Soto's a huge piece of it,
well,
too.
Yeah.
Juan Soto's – here's the deal. The Mets and the Braves and the how many ever games they play this season, Diesel, the Braves, they're getting older. The Mets, I don't want to say they're getting younger, but they're bolstering what they have. To your point about that acquisition, and Juan Soto's going to be a big part of it. They may not be on paper as NL East favorites, but I think in the division – I think they have as good of a shot to win it as anybody. So if you told me on this, 31st day of January, that the Mets do in the NL East, I would not be surprised one bit, because those matchups between the Braves, I think you'll see the Braves, the pitching rotation struggle, and the Mets will. I think the Mets will win a lot of regular season games.
Are the Braves going to be just awful on the mound this year, especially in the back half of the season? Because, you know, losing what they lost in this offseason, losing Max Fried, losing Charlie Morton. And I know you weren't, like, in love with Charlie Morton. He was an okay pitcher at times.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Braves are going to need a huge, huge season from Spencer Schwellenbach. He's going to have to step up in a major, major way, become an ace in his second season in Major League Baseball. He has to be that. Spencer Strider has to come back, and he has to be elite coming off of his elbow surgery. We don't know what he's going to be. Chris Sale has to stay healthy. Reynaldo Lopez has to have another insane season the way he did in 2024, because as those pieces start to fall apart, Cole, this pitching staff is looking real thin. You got like one or two good pitchers on there, and then a lot of dudes who are beat up who might not be able to go for you every night they come up in the rotation.
Let me say this. If everybody stays healthy, I'm fine with it. The depth does concern me a little bit. When you have to bring a closer like Iglesias from the closing position last year to the starting position this year as a projected starter in the rotation, it concerns me. Now, could Iglesias be a day one starter? Sure. I don't believe he's going to be a starter over Spencer Strider. Obviously, Max Fried last year being your ace, and having Spencer Strider and Max Fried was like ace 1A, ace 1B, right? However, you don't have that this year. you were very fortunate a season ago that Chris L stayed healthy. That with his age, yeah. You talked about Max Scherzer.
That was a big question mark for him all season.
And you got fortunate. Now, Reynaldo Lopez was phenomenal. However, again, if these guys stay healthy, if you told me that the pitching staff, Diesel, for the most part, stays healthy, I'd say it doesn't concern me a ton. The bullpen, we'll see, right? It always feels like the Braves' bullpen's going to disappoint at some point during the season, but I do worry about the depth a little bit when you talk about the Braves, the rotation.
Here's your chance to win a trip to Las Vegas. You and three of your buddies, we're going to hook you up with round-trip airfare and accommodations in Las Vegas, plus $5,000 a person. That's $20,000 total to enjoy the ultimate experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. Here's the deal. We're going to send you to Vegas. We're going to put $5,000 in your pocket. What you do with it at that point is entirely up to you. Go into the games if you can get tickets, or just party it up and have a great time in Las Vegas. The Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. Just download the free Odyssey app, sign in, and listen to the fan upstate for at least an hour a day to enter. You don't have to listen for an hour nonstop. You can do 15 minutes four times. Whatever you got to do to build up that hour, once you do, you are entered into this contest, and we could be sending you to Vegas, baby.
And if you're an outstanding Tolo, Diesel and I have not used, we hadn't used any vacation yet this year, right?
No,
we hadn't
used any. I've used one day.
Okay, we still have vacation days, so if you are an outstanding Tolo, you get where I'm going? You see what I'm laying down? We hadn't used that vacation. If you hit, Diesel and I would love to go with you. Just saying. I know your family and all is important, but you are a Tolo. We had a conversation in the very first segment of the show, Diesel, about Lamont Paris. If you just tuned in, if you are a Gamecock fan, you can find that that segment on our Odyssey app, AUDACY, the same app Diesel was just talking about. If you go to the chapters, you will see it where it's titled Gamecock Fans Should Be Alarmed. It is also on our Twitter and Facebook. So Gamecock fans, I know you, some of you tuning in later in the show, would like to be in on that conversation, because we ask the same question next, Diesel, to Jordan Kay of the State newspaper, who joins the show, good friend of the show, and does a fantastic job covering South Carolina. Look at Lamont Paris, 0-8. Is that right? Is that what we said? 0-8 to start the season in conference play.
The O is the important number.
Oh, it is. And the 8's not a good-looking number either. So we'll ask Jordan Kay the same question next. Is Lamont Paris, is he safe, or is that seat starting to warm up?